open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a happy football Tuesday to you all. Vic Carucci with you for this hour of Talking Browns, and we are going to have one of the newest Browns with us, Quinton Groves, linebacker, as part of the free agent signings of this team, the outside linebacker, special teams maven. I like that word, maven. When he played for the Arizona Cardinals and really throughout his career, and he is going to be with us on the line from Jacksonville, Florida, where he's based. He started his NFL career with the Jaguars. He was a second-round pick for them from Auburn when he entered the league, and now he's a Cleveland Brown. And he's the guy who really knows Ray Horton. He's the guy who really knows what this whole 3-4 defense that Ray Horton is bringing to this team, this attack style, this multiple front, this Steeler-style approach that Ray Horton understands and embodies. And a guy like Quinton Groves, his understanding of it through, he only played for it and played for Horton in that one season with Arizona, but he's absorbed the knowledge and has the ability to impart that knowledge on his new teammates in Cleveland. I think that's a big part of this story, but not as big as the contribution he has to make as a player. And I think the Browns are expecting some really good impact from Groves, along with Paul Kruger, along with Desmond Bryant, and others that have been brought aboard and will be brought aboard on this team. And speaking of other moves that the Browns have made and will be making and thoughts on what they've done, Solomon Wilcots, our good buddy from CBS Sports, NFL Network, Sirius XM, NFL Radio. Solly is with us tonight, and he'll be, again, breaking down Browns' thoughts. This is a guy, as you probably know if you follow this show, we've had him on a bunch of times, and he's around this Browns team quite a bit, not only as someone doing the analysis of CBS games, of Browns games for that network, but also when NFL Network positions a reporter at a team location, they pick Solomon Wilcots quite frequently to end up in Berea to be with the Browns, whether it's the draft or off-season workouts or training camp or something. So you'll hear from him. You're going to want to hear from him. And we always want to and do hear from you. You submit your questions and comments via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns underscore daily. You can send stuff directly to me via Twitter at VICCARUCCI. And you email us daily at clevelandbrowns.com. And one more way, the voicemail line of 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Nathan from email, Nathan gets on the topic of the rules changes, the no longer the outlawing of the crown, lowering the crown of the helmet, and how that will impact some things. But he is a proponent of this rule. He says the sad thing is that there isn't a coach worth anything who teaches a player to lower his helmet. It takes your eyes off the play, and it's the number one cause of spinal cord injuries. And Nathan, you make a good point. I mean, this was all done in the name of safety. Now, how it plays out, and there's some definite controversy to it, because for the most part, you're hearing from running backs who are not comfortable with the idea of not being able to lower the helmet, even when they're told lower your shoulder, figuring out how you do that without getting the helmet or the crown of the helmet down and in position to make that contact. It will be a tough thing to officiate. There are extreme opinions on both sides of this. Of course, we know the safety argument and how strong that is, but the arguments that this will be a tough thing for players to adapt to, especially running backs who have only known one way to run when they get into that mode of trying to knock down the guy in front of them and get more yards, and in close quarters they do that. Now, this is an outside the tackle situation where the penalty would be called on a back running in open field and having this contact. But defenders are also affected by this well. But, Nathan, your thoughts are well received here, and we appreciate that you took the time to write us. All right, in a couple of minutes, you are going to hear from one of the newest Cleveland Browns. He's a linebacker, Quinton Groves. We'll talk with him, get caught up with him, see what he's all about. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Into the Quarry? What a special world-class golf course. Folks, spectacular views. Minutes off I-77 in Canton, the amazing clubhouse and award-winning grill. Two more reasons the Quarry is a perfect place for your foursome, group, or event. Call them today. 330-488-3178. What a beautiful place for a wedding. That's 330-488-3178. Ask them about the VIP pass. Save you $15 every time you play. 330-488-3178. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this Football Tuesday edition. And Browns fans unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joining us now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is one of the newest Browns, Quinton Groves, linebacker, on the line with us from his home in Jacksonville, Florida. Quinton, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, welcome to the Browns, and I think the first place to start with you, obviously, is the connection you have with Ray Horton, playing for him last year in Arizona. He's the Browns' defensive coordinator. He clearly was a big driving factor in your coming aboard to Cleveland. So give us the insight, because you're the one guy on this team right now who really knows what playing in that defense is all about.
Well, like I said, I'm grateful to be a Cleveland Brown. You know, thanks to Mr. Lombardi and Joe Banner for bringing me along, Coach Krasinski. You know, I give thanks to those guys as well as Ray Horton. But the thing I loved about Ray's defense is it's attacking. You come up to the quarterback from different angles, different ways. You know, it's like he finds different ways for you as players, you know what I mean, and you as a whole defense to get to the quarterback. That's the mindset that we have on defense, and that's the mindset that he's going to bring to this defense. And it's a great defense. You know, it's been proven no matter where it has been. You know, people hate to say this, but, you know, Pittsburgh has ran a defense for so long. And then come to Arizona, and he had two successful years in defense there. So I'm excited to see what he can do in Cleveland.
And his approach to things, as you said, attack-oriented, aggressive, but it's also about moving people around. You spent your time primarily as an outside linebacker, but you could be lining up in a lot of different places, correct, in this defense?
Yeah, correct. Some days you can see me at middle linebacker. Some days you can see me at outside. Some days you can see me at three technique. So it's a lot of versatility that brings a lot of versatility to my game. As well as I bring a lot of versatility to the game. So I think that's with his defense, you if you don't want to succeed, it's because you don't, as a player, don't want to succeed. So all the pieces are there for you to be the best player that you can be.
And it sounds to me, Quentin, like it requires you to be obviously adaptable and knowledgeable. I mean, if you're going to play these different spots, you've got to know what you're doing. So this thing really keeps you on your toes. It seems to like it would be a challenging thing with both the playbook and in the film room and so forth, that you've got to be totally sharp and ready to handle different things at different times.
It is because you got to think about it. I just think about it this way. I'm a professional, so this is my job. This is what I'm required to do, just like a lawyer is required to try cases or a doctor is required to heal the sick. We're required to make tackles and get quarterback sacks. So I put all my energy and my efforts into doing that via watching film, lifting weights, running, you know what I mean, studying the playbook, you know, because this is my job. This is what I do. I'm a professional football player. So I take great pride in knowing not just what my job is, but knowing what everybody around me has to do. And that kind of makes my job easier to say, is if a guy goes down, then they can say, Quentin, go play this position, and I know what to do, rather than me have to learn that position. And that adds value to you as a player, too, because if a team can say, okay, well, we can count on this guy because he knows the Mike, the Sam, the Will, as well as the Buck. And, you know, then they say, okay, well, we don't have to go out and get a guy, we can just plug another guy in.
And when it comes to sharing that knowledge, when it comes to letting the guys around you really know what Ray Horton's scheme is about, and I know it's up to Ray, it's up to the defensive staff to do the teaching. That's what's going to start next week, actually, when you guys come in for the off-season program and through the off-season and into training camp. But it's guys like yourself who've actually done it, and your experience that you bring as a veteran guy who's been in this league, it's guys like yourself who are going to sort of share that knowledge, impart that on other players, right? You're going to be a little bit of a teacher, too.
Yeah, because the thing is, you know, coaches can say one thing. You know, you can put it down on paper one way, but some football players and some guys learn better from another player because, you know, coaches aren't in the fire running the plays, running the schemes, doing the blitzes, learning the coverages and things like that. So it also helps come from another player. Okay, man, hey, you can do this. If they call this defense, just always remember this. You know what I mean? It kind of makes it that much easier so you can play that much faster just coming from another player. And I think that's what I'm going to be able to bring to the Browns.
Sure, they can relate. You guys can relate to each other at a different level.
Correct.
And also the skill set, like you said, rushing the quarterback, but it's also dropping into coverage at times. It's knowing how to cover. It's being ball hawking and aware of trying to make plays that way. I mean, you've and in your game, your time, and in your experience with this, that's something you do pretty well.
Yeah. It like I said, it does. You know, I don't pride myself as a straight pass rusher. I had to learn how to get out of that title because in this league, if you want to be on the field every down for all three downs, you can't just be a pass rusher. You have to be able to stop the run as well as drop back and cover tight ends, man-to-man, cover backs out of the backfield, cover receivers if it comes down to that. So I think you have to be very versatile in what you do to be a complete linebacker in this league, and that's my goal, is to be the best complete linebacker that I can be.
Quentin Groves joining us via the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He, of course, one of the newer Browns, signed as a free agent. And, Quentin, you talk about adding value to what you do. Special teams contributions. This really jumps out at me off your bio, that you had 7 special teams tackles last year and a block punt with the Cardinals. You really pride yourself on your involvement in teams.
You know, I do. When I first came into the NFL, I didn't understand what what it meant to be a special teams player. But then as my career grew on and on and on, like I said at the beginning of our conversation, it adds value to you as a player. Because if a team can bring you in and say, okay, well, this guy can play the kicking game, he can play defense, he can be a solid backup for us, it adds value to you. So that keeps you around and keeps you gives you longevity in this league, and that's what it's all about, man. Finding a place that you can call your home and just, you know, grow. And then the thing about it, too, is for me, you know, special teams, the game is won and lost on special teams. If you block a punt, 90% of the time you're going to win the game. Or if you have a big punt return, you know what I mean, or a big kickoff return, a big hit on kickoff and to set the tone for the whole entire game. Those are things that, you know, I like to bring, I like to pride myself on to being that jump start, because special teams is what starts the game. I don't care what game you have. There's never been an NFL game or any game for that matter that has ever started on offense or defense.
Right.
Probably peewee football, but that's the only thing. So, you know, you just have to go down and make the hits and then break the long touchdowns, because that gets the crowd into it, that gets the team into it, and that just sets the whole spark for the whole team.
Let's talk about your career. You get into this league in your hometown, actually, with the Jacksonville Jaguars as a second-round pick in the 2008 draft. And so it starts there. Give me a sense from there. You end up, that's 08 and the 09 seasons in Oakland, 2010, 2011, before going to the Cardinals. But let's just talk about it. When you come in the league as a second rounder, and again, on that particular team, the Jaguars, you're saying you hope certainly that's where you're going to stay prosper and so forth. Give me a walkthrough of what took place and why it ended up that you ended up with a couple of teams before you end up in Cleveland.
Well, you know, you come into the league with such high hopes to be. I think the NFL and fans and the media puts more of expectations on the players than the players do for themselves, because a lot of people outside looking in don't realize that this is a hard league. The NFL is a hard league, and you have a man that is a guy coming from college. You know, it's very few rookies that come in and make an immediate impact. So it's just like when you went from high school to college, you had to get acclimated. You have to get acclimated to the NFL. But the thing is, they're paying you a large amount of money, so now they expect you to produce. When the fact of the matter is, you can't. It's not, like I said, you can't, but it's kind of hard because you're dealing with grown men every day. The seasons are way longer than college, you know what I mean? And you're not, it's kind of a stress because you have different people coming and asking you for money for this, and then you have all these outside factors that are playing into your head. You have to take care of this person. You have to do this. Then on top of that, I have to be this dynamic football player that everybody wants me to be. But the thing I would say the thing that most people, the way I think the NFL should do a better job of is kind of getting players ready to transition. You know what I mean?
Right.
Block out that outside negativity. Put what got you here. Playing football is what got you to the NFL. So focus on playing football. And you know, I kind of lost sight of that. My first couple of years in the NFL.
Right.
But like I said, you know, by the grace of God, and thank God that I kind of grabbed the bull by the reins and said, okay, I can take my career back and I can do it. And I thank Ray for, like I said, bringing me into Arizona and kind of helping me take my career back and get back to where I'm subject to be and I'm on my way to. So, like I said, it was all of that, man. Those outside factors of coupled with me wanting to do what I wanted to do and not taking football as serious as I should. So now it's just like, I know this is my job and this is what I have to do.
Well, it's a very interesting background. And I said your home, that's your home now, Jacksonville. You're actually from Greenville, Mississippi.
Correct.
Played at Auburn before you were a four-year letterman at Auburn. And interesting, too, is that in high school, you were, besides playing football, defensive line, tight end, you also lettered in basketball, track and field, powerlifting team, and your wife, Tresca, was a member of Auburn's track and field team. So track and field's obviously has a big place in your heart.
It does. It does, because I think that's where I get most of my speed from. Me and my wife, we kind of joke around and race almost all the time. my son, he's a little track runner now. He's only two, going on three, but he's Thank you, Monty. He's growing, and I can see my daughter being the same way. So we kind of pride ourselves on it because my wife, she ran track. She was an All-American at Auburn. So it's kind of, it kind of runs in our household. So when the Olympics come on and America's going against Trinidad and Tobago, which she's from, we always kind of root against Trinidad, but they always seem to win. So, you know, it's all fun. It's all good stuff. But like I said, it's a lot of things that you can gain from track and field. And yeah. I've taken a lot of my game from track and field.
Sure. No, and I like seeing that you were one of the 10 finalists as a senior at Auburn for the Awards and Recognition Association Sportsmanship Award given annually to the NCAA Division I football player who best personifies, I can talk, the spirit of sportsmanship. I mean, you're a defensive guy. You're hitting the quarterback. You're hitting everybody that's wearing a different jersey, but you maintain sportsmanship. Is that an accurate portrayal of you?
I thank the committee for nominating me, but if anybody that's seen me play, you know, play with the Raiders and play with Arizona,
yeah,
every other team I play with, you know, you guys will see that the Brown fans are coming to know I'm a bit of a trash talker.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I do a lot of trash talking. It's no love lost, but when we get in between the lines, it's war for me.
Uh-huh.
So I thank him for recognizing me, but that completely that's not my game at all.
Got it. I had to put that on the record. But are you is it infectious that this thing? You know, like you say, you get fired up, you get the trash talk and all that. But I mean, obviously, within the boundaries of what you're supposed to do as a professional, and you know, no penalties, that sort of thing. But do you when you're doing that? Is it contagious? Do you also want to try to fire up your teammates?
Well, I tell you what I do, which what I do is, man, I talk, but I don't talk to the point of it gets ridiculous. You know what I mean? You have guys that just continue to talk and talk and talk the whole game.
Yeah.
I will make a play, and then I'll say something to you, and then I'll make another play and I'll say something to you, but then you won't hear nothing from me for the rest of the game. I will just give you a look. But that kind of gets under your skin a little bit more because you know that I'm still here and I'm still coming day by day by day and play after play after play after play. So you kind of get frustrated with that. And silence is the best killer for me because that he's looking for you to say something. And if I don't say anything and I just look at him, he knows within his mind, I can't block this guy. So, you know, that's what I do. I play mind games. Once I'm in his head, it's kind of over from there.
All right. Well, it looks like we got something to look forward to. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, Quentin, we thank you for taking the time to joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in Berea, Ohio next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Look forward to being there.
All right. He is Quentin Groves, the new Browns linebacker, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Consider the spring.
No, not the season, the bed spring. A carefully engineered spiral of strength, putting all of its efforts toward one goal, support. Support of your back, neck, and knees. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. What makes a great spring? Memory. A really great spring is like an elephant. It never forgets. It's always there providing support right where you need it, night in and night out. At the Original Mattress Factory, our mattresses are crafted with American-made springs and fine cotton padding to create a quality sleep system for hundreds less than the national brands. Every detail of an original sleep system is as important to us as the values that this company was founded upon. And we put those values into everything we do, including the way we treat you, our customer. So consider the spring, and then consider the Original Mattress Factory. To learn more, visit us on the web at originalmattress.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, a step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847. That's 1-888-535-3847. 1-888-535-3847.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We get your questions and your comments all the time here. They just flood in 24/7 via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily email, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. And this one is from Jim from Facebook. He says, is it me or is it that this new owner has the Browns moving in a most positive and winning way? This is the best and most positive I've seen from the Browns in years. And I grew up in the Lower West Side and out in Elyria in the late 60s and early 70s. All right, so you got some years to compare this to, Jim. I think you're right. I mean, I think there's still more proving to do. And Jimmy Haslam, the owner, would be the first to say this, that you've got to see the results. It's a results-oriented business for everybody. High accountability for everybody making the decisions. But I think your feeling about him, your sense that he wants this to be great and is giving the people who are running the team the resources, the wherewithal to make it great, and his understanding of his role, all of that I think is key. And when I say understanding his role, having a chance to talk with him last week at the Arizona meetings, the NFL meetings there, you know, he went into the idea that, look, I'm not the guy who's going to sit in a film room, watch tape, and really know what I'm looking at. I don't have that level of expertise in football and offer opinions based on that. I'm not going to sit there and say, pick this guy or cut that guy because of what the tape shows him. It doesn't mean he lacks the knowledge or a depth of knowledge as a football fan, as a guy like the rest of us who are watching this from the outside, who aren't the decision makers in the building, doesn't mean that he can't have strong opinions and have feelings about what he sees and be right about what he's thinking about. But I think the role of the owner is to be supportive, and he has said this time and again to the entire. And he mentioned this to me in Arizona that I've heard this message over and over again that what you're about. If you're not playing or coaching, you're supporting. You're helping this team win in one way or another. Or if you're elsewhere in the front office, you're working, you're connecting with the fans. You're working on the fan engagement thing. So all of those elements deal, the roles are specifically defined, and his favorite saying is do your job. And I think that mentality, that dynamic presence is what you notice, Jim, and others, is what you notice about Jimmy Haslam, because it's obvious. It's more obvious because of what preceded him, which was someone who preferred the low-key, in the shadows, just not a front-and-center person. That's just not, that just wasn't Randy Lerner's way. Jeanette from Facebook said, I want to add this about Phil Dawson. He decided not to sign a contract past 2 years, meaning the one-year deal he signed with San Francisco. And though we all love and will miss him, it's very sad that he was a leading scorer. It needs to be a player. I'm getting her code here. Besides a kicker, this team is on the rise with others, or when others will lead in scoring. Yeah. Well put, Jeanette. And I wish I read it better than that. But yes, it's about having an offense that doesn't rely, that doesn't lean so heavily on a kicker. We know that much. And I think for all that Phil Dawson represented as a fixture, as reliable, as Mr. Automatic, all those things we love to say about him. And there's nothing bad that can be said about Phil Dawson. There's no negatives here. None. Can't be. Didn't allow for it because of how he played and how he carries himself. But all of that said, the need for this team to have a real offense that doesn't, when I say real, I mean one that isn't going through games pushing this thing back and forth, nudging the ball and not getting it into the end zone and then turning it over to Dawson's leg to be all that the offense is most of the time. We all knew that that wasn't, you know, that was the 500-pound elephant in the room. Oh, great kicker, but that's all we got? And it was, sadly, I think, an object of a talking point of criticism, of scorn for this team, that the best thing they had offensively was Phil Dawson. So turning that page isn't the worst thing in the world. It had nothing to do with Phil. It has everything to do with the team's inability to score. So his not being here is not because, well, you got to get rid of that guy so this team will be less reliant on him. You want a strong kicker to replace a strong kicker. That's a given. But you definitely want to see, starting immediately, an offense that goes in an entirely different direction, that is more aggressive, that is more explosive, that makes plays, big plays, all the things that we expect, should expect, from Rob Chudzinski, from Norv Turner, from their histories, and from players, younger players who were brought in, who should develop, and whatever else is added. Now, so far, we could say pretty confidently that there would be no dynamic offensive additions. And I'm not ruling out stuff. I know it's still only March, long way to go before we get to the season, but the spending has been done. The off-season spending, the bulk of what is going to happen to make this team better has happened, and it's happened on the defensive side of the ball. Yep, a couple of offensive moves, but it's primarily a defensive philosophy improvement, and rightfully so, because that's the part of the team getting the biggest makeover. The rest of it is going to have to be a lot of improvement from within. That's what we're counting on. I mean, that's really what, when you're down to looking at where this team will get better, and I know it could all change in April in the draft, and hey, the Browns with the 6th pick select a quarterback or something like that. I'm not ruling anything out. We can't rule anything out. And I'll get into this with Solomon Wilcots in a couple of minutes, but I'm just saying that this is about the offense improving and turning the page from a kicking-dominated scoring team, and we'll see what the people who are already on this squad, the vast majority of them offensively, can do with better coaching. All right, we've got much more coming up, as I said, in a couple of minutes. Solomon Wilcots, CBS Sports, will join us with his Browns thoughts right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brownsville.
Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought
I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
What's up, my brother? Forgive me for being so fired up. But for a true pastor, Easter is like the Super Bowl. It's like the seventh game of the championship. The most succinct synopsis of Easter is this. He got up so you could get up, my brother. I want you to meet me at North High School this Friday, Good Friday, at 8 p.m. in Akron, Ohio. We're having something called the Midnight Rumble for Men. I'm preaching a word about how to be a better father, a better husband, how to get your finances in order, most of all, fall in love with Jesus. Afterwards, we're having a hoop tournament upstairs in the gym. We're giving away 4 G's to whoever wins the tournament, $1,000 to the runner-up, and Fifth Third is partnering with us. Also, we're having an Xbox tournament, hoop and football, $500 to whoever wins. Man, I want you to go to wordcity.org or call the office at 216-332-WORD and register your squad. We'll see you there, and we love you.
It's Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deals. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13, over 50,000 tires on sale at all 33 Conrad's locations. Right now, get $70 after submission on any set of 4 Michelin tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13.
The dealer for complete offer details. Offer valid from March 14th to April 15th, 2013. Void where prohibited.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on a Football Tuesday. And fans, join me Thursday. That's this Thursday, March 28th, at Revel Wireless in Beechwood. We're going to be live with this show from 6 to 7 p.m. At the Revel store. It's located at 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. And Browns tight end Dan Gronkowski will be there on the show. We'll talk about Dan, of course, and his more famous brother, Rob Gronkowski. I know both of these guys from when they were kids, believe it or not, growing up in when they were growing up in Western New York. Watched them through their high school careers and knew Dan when he was a quarterback. And now, of course, he's a tight end with the Browns. So we'll have some interesting chats with him. And Doug Deacon will also be there from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman. The Browns mascot, Chomps, is going to be on hand. We're going to have a lot of fun, so be sure to come out and join us for that show. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline is a great friend of this show, Solomon Wilcott from CBS Sports, from NFL Network, from SiriusXM NFL Radio. Did that cover it all, Solly?
Did I get all
the outlets? Okay. Well, it's great to have you with us, and I know you follow, again, this Browns team very closely, and you know they've been very busy this offseason in free agency. What are your impressions of how they've addressed, especially this 3-4 defense, trying to give Ray Horton all the pieces, or as many of the pieces as I guess he can get for now, to make it work?
Well, I love what the Cleveland Browns are doing, and obviously, whenever you're making those moves to a 3-4 defense, you got to be able to acquire the pieces, and that's exactly what they're going out and doing and trying to make sure that they can line up and play against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens, the defending champions. This team is is on the come because they're getting younger and they're getting stronger. You sign a guy like Paul Kruger. I know a lot of people are saying, hey, he didn't start a lot of games, but he made big plays, Vic, in the postseason and in the Super Bowl. His better years are ahead of him. And that's when I know that they're doing their good homework in terms of signing the right guys. You always want the players who are ascending. Their better days are ahead of them and not behind them. Paul Kruger would be one of those players.
Yeah, and it's interesting you note that because it's really true, too, with Desmond Bryant coming off his best year with the Raiders as a defensive lineman, and Quinton Groves, the other key signing, an outside linebacker from Arizona, coming in. And same thing, he's a guy who had his best year or you know, his most productive year in that 2012 season with Arizona. So there's a common thread with these three key free agent signings.
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about the ascending players. We're talking about guys who are still young and relatively young in their mid-20s. I mean, it's going to be a while before they turn 30 and we start talking about age being a factor. These guys aren't even close to that, so you feel real good about it. And then the experience of a 3-4 scheme and the ability to rush the quarterback, which is something that the Browns defense hasn't done abundantly well over the last few years. And so you're talking about a diverse skill set, you're talking about the youth, and you're talking about players who are ascending. I think all those things will combine to really help you feel optimistic about this defense and their ability to improve and be competitive within their division.
And here's the other thing, and I know you know this well because you know Dick LeBeau well, who is basically the teacher, the Yoda, for so many people, but especially Ray Horton as the Browns defensive coordinator. The many components, the variety that you have to have from these players, the versatility, when you think about Kruger, when you think about Groves, and when you think about Bryant, in their respective places on the field, they've got to do a lot of things other than just line up at those spots. They could be lining up, for instance, on the line. If you're looking at Kruger or Groves, they could be or a guy like Bryant could be inside or outside. You're asked to do and asked to be aware of a lot of different things.
There is no doubt about it. It comes with a high football IQ, comes with a diversity in talent. Desmond Bryant is that. I've seen this kid play when he was in Oakland, very much impressed with his ability. He can play inside, he can play outside, he can play nose tackle, he can play at the three, that what we call the five technique, defensive end position in a 3-4 scheme. And I can tell you this, you know, having played with Ray Horton, he was a teammate of mine when I came into the league in Cincinnati, no one outside of Dick LeBeau, there's no one who knows this zone blitz defense as well as Ray Horton. And he's had Dick LeBeau had a lot of guys working with him. Dom Capers, everybody knows about him, and some of the other guys. Dom Capers joined Coach LeBeau in 92 in Pittsburgh. Well, by then, Ray Horton had already won a Super Bowl championship as a member of the Dallas Cowboys, and he was with Dick LeBeau in the 80s. Back right. When Dom Capers was a defensive back coach with Jim Mora's New Orleans Saints. So you might say that Horton is the longest tenured guy in Dick LeBeau's defense than any guy that's out there coaching right now. So, I mean, Ray Horton is a very bright guy. He knows the defense as well as anyone. And I think he's the perfect guy to take Dick LeBeau's scheme into the next generation of the NFL.
We are visiting with Solomon Wilcox on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, Solomon with CBS and NFL Network and SiriusXM NFL Radio. You talk about this defense and Horton and how well you know him. And you followed, of course, Paul Kruger closely. It seems to me that the one thing that you have to make it go, when you look at the Steelers, when you look at any of these defense, the Ravens, obviously, before they lost all these pieces, including Kruger, but somebody like Paul Kruger has to step up and be your dominant game changer, right? I mean, I know you want everybody to contribute in a big way. I know the expectation when you sign these guys is they should all max out for you. But in truth, the investment in Kruger reflects that he's got to be that single guy who tilts the field in your favor.
Well, he's got to be a guy that in key situations can get pressure on the quarterback. Much in the same way that Harrison did in Pittsburgh all those years. Much in the way that T. Sizzle has done for Baltimore. And when Terrell Suggs was hurt, most of last year, and even Sizzle will tell you, it was Paul Kruger who stepped up. And that's why when people say, well, the production was there more later than it was earlier, because it had to be. And that's what I think Paul Kruger showed, that when he had to step up, he showed that he could. And not only could he, did in big-time fashion. And Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs will tell you, it was guys like Paul Kruger and Danelle Ellerbe who had not been the staple part of what they had done. They were not going to make it or win a Super Bowl if those guys had not done what they did in the absence of some really great players. And so I think Kruger's ready to ascend to become that every down, everyday player where you can expect double-digit sacks. And if he does that, then he's more than doing his job. But it's going to be more than just him. It's got to be about the linebacking core because you got to have someone opposite of Kruger so that they can't slide the line to Paul, that they have balance within the defense. You need playmakers on the back end. Who's going to be the Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu of this defense? Who's going to be the Ray Lewis of this defense? Who's going to be the Haloti Ngata at the zero technique at the nose tackle position in Ray Horton's defense? You need someone at every level, on the D-line, linebacker level, and secondary level, that can really be the tone setter.
Yeah, those are going to be some of the questions that will be answered as we go forward. And they have addressed, I mean, there's a lot to address. We know that you don't fix your team with just one or two signings or three signings, and this team has been busy, not necessarily bringing in a ton of marquee names beyond Kruger. In fact, none of them have really been marquee names, but they have addressed, for instance, the back end by picking up a Chris Owens, who is a free agent from Atlanta, and then signing Kevin Barnes, another cornerback, to come in and play. He had been waived, but he was a guy who was Detroit waived last September, had some time with the Washington Redskins as well. So this is a little varied background, but I think you're getting at least depth, I guess, at that position. And we know what the Browns have with a Joe Hayden, but the other answers in that secondary remain up in the air. And I'm not sure that Chris Owens is the one who solves it necessarily, but at least they have gone and been pretty aggressive now, adding two corners in the last several days.
Yeah, I think that's going to be important. But what you're talking about is improvement and the ability to be able to, you know, sustain and not give up big plays. I think you've got to become good before you can become great. And that's what I think the signings that you've seen this offseason allows them to really go out and be very competitive. I think you can expect to see the Browns make a significant jump this year. And the reason why I'm saying that, because only the Bengals really are poised to really do great things. I think the Ravens are going to have to overcome the loss of eight starters, six of them on their defense who are no longer there. When you lose guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, you know it's a different era. Now in Baltimore, the Pittsburgh Steelers are having a purge with their salary cap problems. So you expect those teams maybe not to be quite the same as they were. The Bengals obviously has got as much money in free agency to spend as the Cleveland Browns, but yet the Bengals are a team that's made the playoffs in three of the last 4 years. So I think the Browns can play some catch-up to the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers. We already know they can compete with the Bengals because they split last year. So that's what you have, and I think that's going to be very interesting.
Solly, what do you make of what's happened or not happened, I guess, on the offensive side of the ball in free agency? There have been two free agent additions at tight end, with bringing in Gary Barnage as one of the guys and then Kellen Davis as the other. Neither being dominant names, but we know there's a connection between Barnage and Chudzinski when Rob was there as coordinator in Carolina. And we've known that Kellen Davis has some ability to be at least a solid tight end. But how do you see the offense evolving, and do you think there will be more answers for this team to come in the draft?
I think both Barnage as well as Davis give them the ability to run the football. The running game is going to be significant. I think they took a look at, yeah, they would love to have that vertical passing attack that Chud's known for, or Norv Turner's run for, but Norv has always been one of those guys that want to run the ball too and have a power running game, and they know who they have at tailback, Trent Richardson. So I think they went out and got tight ends who can change the line of scrimmage in their blocking scheme, and Davis is an excellent blocker in the run game. And so they know they're playing against defenses that traditionally don't allow you to run it in Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So you need tight ends, I think, primarily in this division that can change the line of scrimmage, that can block, and then you go out and add the pass-catching tight end later if it presents itself, either through the draft. And we know, you know, Cameron Jordan is that, or Jordan Cameron, excuse me. I'd get those two mixed up because we have players with both names
right.
in this league.
Right.
But Jordan Cameron is more of a pass catcher. So I think they've got the complement of tight ends that they need to do everything they want in terms of throwing the ball, but primarily being able to pound the running game with Trent Richardson and within the AFC North where you're playing against the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Ravens. All three are perennially a top-10 defense.
Lots of intrigue around what the Browns might do with that sixth overall pick. And because of how they handled things in free agency, perhaps the position of outside linebacker or defensive lineman is eliminated from consideration, but not necessarily. Cornerback could come up. Maybe a D. Milner is a name that a lot of mockers are putting to the Browns there. And then, of course, there's always that thought that it could be a quarterback. I mean, there's really no way to, at least as I sit here now, Solomon, to just totally say, yes, this guy makes absolute sense and there's no arguing going this pick. It just seems like there are multiple options there.
There are multiple options. I mean, where they're picking in the first round, there's going to be a good player. I think conventional wisdom sort of points to D. Milner from Alabama. You got a Jarvis Jones, that outside linebacker, the kid from Georgia. So you've got, I think either way, their defense is going to be much better if they can go with a defensive lineman who's a big-time playmaker. I think that high, you want a corner or you want a pass rusher. Hmm. It's just in my mind, I think in a 3-4 defense, those are going to be the two key positions. You can't have enough good corners in this league.
Right.
And obviously the ability to put someone opposite to Paul Kruger to go get the quarterback, I think now you're playing with house money if you're the Cleveland Browns trying to run this new 3-4 defense. I think that will be the direction they'll go, either the corner or the outside linebacker who can go get the quarterback.
Well, your former Bengals teammate, Ray Horton, has to be thrilled because this has been a great offseason for him to have a lot of toys to be added to his toy box as defensive coordinator.
Well, you know what? You're right. He's thrilled. I just know the people in Cleveland have to be patient. And the reason why I say that is because it's a complex defense. It's hard for quarterbacks to figure out. The people who are playing in it, not just the 11 guys, but the sub-package guys that you're rotating in as pass rushers, or linebackers, your secondary, it's a complicated defense where you've got to have at least 15 to 20 guys who are playing
right.
as if they were stars because they're rotating in at so many positions, but everybody's got to know where to be. If you're having a zone blitz, that means you're blitzing the quarterback, but you're dropping in zone coverage. And everyone drops. Remember B.J. Raji getting the pick for the Packers in an NFC championship
yes.
game? He's a nose tackle, getting interceptions. So every guy is in play in a zone blitz scheme, whether you're the down lineman, whether you're linebackers, safeties, everyone is dropping and everyone's blitzing. And there's so many blitz variable combinations that it takes a real smart and intelligent defense to execute it flawlessly. And that's where you saw with Ray Horton in his first year in Arizona, first 8 weeks, everybody was like, what happened to this defense? They're supposed to be good under Ray Horton. Then the last 8 weeks, they're virtually winning almost every game, and they end up ranking, you know, in the top five in the NFL, Ray Horton's first year in Arizona. So when I talk about patience, it's the patience with the players to learn his scheme and to play it and execute it at a very high level.
Solomon, great knowledge. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Vic, it's always great talking Cleveland Browns with you. Thanks for having me.
He is Solomon Wilcots joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizziola melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm going to need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get the Subway Prado to enjoy the Delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizziola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This just in. Subway is introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking things off with the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. Yes, you heard that right. With tender, juicy chicken and crisp veggies on freshly baked bread, the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select is available all month long as one of our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than a Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer for Golf Tech. Spring is starting to creep in, and that means it's time to get your game ready. Why not learn from the best with the certified pros over at Golf Tech? Now through March 29th, take advantage of 20% off improvement plans and lesson programs at all three area Golf Tech locations on the east side, west side, or in Canton, and with a fourth Brecksville location coming in April. Visit golftech.com today. Get your game in full swing with the best training technology you'll find anywhere. Proven path, proven results only at Golf Tech.
Get MTB's $24.99 ready to roll oil change. That means all the extras at no extra charge. You get up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a filter, and free disposal. But that's not all you get for just $24.99. You get up to 6 quarts of Valvoline oil, a brand new filter, and free disposal of your old oil. Plus, we'll rotate your tires, reset your air pressure sensors, check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. It's MPD $24.99 ready to roll oil change. And now through Saturday, get free TruStop brake pads with paid installation. That's right, your brake pads are absolutely free. You're ready to roll. MPD service, tires, and oil. Local and state mandated tax and fees extra. See store for details. Brake offer applies to any brake service using TruStop brake pads. Customer pays for installation. $30 credit available for brake services using upgraded brake pads.
Your questions, comments, Facebook, Twitter pages. Let's go back to those. Let's go to Adebo. Says, let's look at our strengths, so to speak. D-line, O-line. Defensive line, we have a lot of talent there, but similar players, virtually no pass rushers. Even if we're going to a 3-4, we still need some traditional rush ends, not the not six tackles. Now let's look at our offensive line. Joe is Joe. He's solid. Alex at center. Schwartz was a surprise, but go to the next level. We need interior players. Maulers. Our guards are subpar, to say the least. Well, I will say to you, I think the pass rusher in this 3-4, the pass rusher, but the big pass rusher has to be Paul Kruger. You heard conversation I had with Solomon Wilcots on that, and that's what the investment is. I think you'll get some good rush out of our guest earlier in the show, Quinton Groves. I think that's what he does well. I think you'll see Desmond Bryant make a difference up there at both. Remember, he's not just a tackle. He's an end. He could be moving in and out. Billy Wynn's going to make an impact as well. It's the movement. It's the creativity. It's the blitzing, the safeties. A lot of people get involved, Adebo, and I think you're going to see that. And I think the O-line can hold up reasonably well, but I don't disagree with the additions needed there. Want to thank Quinton Groves, Solomon Wilcots, and Drew Boatner. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned. Three Deep is next. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.